Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." Have you ever noticed how many of the main characters in shows, movies, and books are the type that are afraid of commitment? At least that's how it's portrayed. Think of Andy Griffith and Barney Fife. All those years just unwilling to commit. Andy finally married Helen Crump, but only after the Andy Griffith show ended. And they married on the spinoff version, Mayberry RFD. And poor old Barney Fife didn't marry Thelma Lou until 1986, the Return to Mayberry reunion movie. And that was after Thelma had supposedly been married and divorced once already. But that's the kind of the lack of commitment that's been a staple in Hollywood, going back to Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and even John Wayne. But one thing Hollywood got right a lot of the time is that those same characters who couldn't commit tended to look back on their life choices with regret. If you can't commit, then it's not just going to show up in your relationships. It'll also show up in your thinking across the board. Our proverb says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." If you're struggling in your Christian life and walk with the Lord, you need to check yourself and answer the question honestly. Where are your priorities? Have you committed your work unto the Lord, or do you fritter away your time in senseless pursuits? We're not talking about the occasional downtime or taking a break. Even God rested on the Sabbath. But the most productive people can be miserable at the end of a career if their motivation was to chase down and find the good life. That's an empty, unattainable goal. But any committed Christian can go to work, and no matter what they do, whether it's pumping gas, pushing a broom, teaching, engineering, cleaning teeth, casting broken bones, cleaning out stalls, you name it. If you are working as unto the Lord and committed to serving and pleasing Him as you work, then you will find a satisfaction and peace of mind that eludes all others. And that is what is meant in our proverb when it says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord." When you commit your works unto the Lord, then you will include time in His Word. You'll include times of prayer. You'll do the things He wants you to do in addition to working as unto the Lord at your occupation. And you will then also include the works of your mind, "and thy thoughts shall be established." It's up to you to make an assessment and make appropriate changes before your life comes to an end and you realize that you produced little as you struggled along with no real commitment to the Lord. No one can do it for you. You must commit your works unto the Lord. You must take time to be in His Word and turn off the distractions. Limit yourself when it comes to entertainment. Make plans. Plan to be with God in His Word and in prayer. And other things that eat up your time have to go by the wayside. You must call on the Lord in prayer and talk to Him, even though you're speaking to Him possibly in silence from your heart while you're driving or whatever you're doing at work or at home. Now, the fact is, all of us waste time. I'm not lecturing here and saying, be more like Greg. None of us are perfect. But those who intentionally commit themselves and commit their works unto the Lord, those are the only believers that you will find living in peace of mind and able to think according to God's Word and to then make wise decisions that please God, and when all is said and done, look back and see that it's produced a life worth living. Those who won't commit their works unto the Lord end life with regret. It's as we read back in Proverbs 3:6. "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." That's the gist of what this proverb we're reading now in Proverbs 16:3 says. "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established."